Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's an amazing morning here in England. Clear blue skies, full of sunshine, and the weather forecast is promising that it will get into like the low 30s later on today. So I'll be in a t-shirt again and just enjoying this lovely weather that so many people around me seem to be complaining about, saying it's too hot. It's not too hot. It's never too hot in England. Well, maybe it was when it reached like 40 something. That was a little too hot. Anyway, I still have asthma, as you may be able to tell. I don't know, but it's a lot less worse than it was. So hopefully my voice isn't too bad for you. It's weird. I haven't had this condition. I haven't had this asthma problem for so long. And then it just came out of the blue. Just came out of nowhere. Yeah, that's a good phrase. Came out of the blue. Which means came out of nowhere. Something you weren't expecting. Anyway, today's episode is... Well, the topic of today's episode is not really a topic at all, actually. It's another one of those sort of like update episodes where I just maybe tell you about some things that have been happening lately. But more specifically, I want to tell you about the podcast and things that have been happening with the podcast lately. So, where to begin? As you probably know, I've been doing one episode. I've been releasing one episode every Wednesday, every week, instead of the two episodes I normally release. One every Wednesday, one every Saturday. Well, that's sort of true, and it's sort of not true. I know most of you don't subscribe to this like private podcast that I have. So this now that the podcast you're listening to now, this is my public podcast. But I also have like a private English Go podcast too, where I can talk about more private things, I guess, in the private podcast. Like sometimes more personal things, or sometimes things that I just don't want to share with the entire internet. So because of this this private podcast, I had been making 3 episodes a week. And on top of that, for all of the episodes I do in the public podcast, I've been transcribing them. I've been writing transcriptions, the text for the episodes that you can read if you need to read them. So I think all in all, altogether, it just became a bit too much for me, a bit too much work for me to do. So I think moving forwards, or from this point onwards, I'm going to carry on. I'm going to stick with the one public episode a week and one private episode a week. So that's still going to be two episodes a week, or at least two episodes a week for people who want to subscribe to the private podcast. And this means that I only have to do the transcription for one of the episodes, which is good because the transcription, as I've said before, it takes me a long time, like at least half an hour, just for a single 10-minute episode, just, you know, checking everything and adding some words when I've said something that's like, well, like the way you speak and the way you write are two very different things. So I do try to add words from time to time when something doesn't quite make as much sense when you're reading it, because there's a lot of information that comes out in the tone of your voice that you don't get to see when you're reading text. And that's why it's really important to listen to native media, such as podcasts, when you're learning a language. Not just, you know, just focusing on the whole reading side. But you already, all of you listening to this already know that because you're already listening to this podcast. So, yeah. Interestingly, there was one person who initially signed up to, like, have access to both the transcripts and also the private podcasts. But then they decided to jump back and just have the transcripts only, and just, you know, like, I don't want the private podcast because there aren't any transcripts available for that. And this person was saying that they can only understand podcasts if they have the transcripts available. I don't know. I don't know enough details about how this person studies. I don't know if they listen to the podcast, like listen to a podcast first, and then after they've listened to it, then they read the transcripts. But I was a bit worried that maybe this person was just like listening and reading at the same time, which, to be honest, it just gives you pretty much the same like the same effect as reading would. There's something completely different about just listening only, not listening and reading at the same time. It really does like activate this part of your brain that's trying to think, like, what is this sound, what is this word, what is this sentence? And it has to do it so quickly and instantly. So there is a lot of advantage listening to something, even something you can't understand. In fact, I would go so far as to say the only way that you can learn to understand a podcast like this is without transcripts, is by listening to something that at first you just don't understand, because that's what I did when I first started listening to Japanese podcasts.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I could pick up words. I could pick up some sentences. And that was enough for me, you know, that was sort of a reward there. It's like, wow, you know, I just understood that word. I just understood that sentence. And as I listened more and more and more, and we're talking hours, hundreds of hours, eventually I just became able to understand so much more. And I didn't have access to transcripts at all. I've never used transcripts of a podcast. For me, I think transcripts are really good as like a backup tool. So like you're listening to the podcast and then there's some word that I've used and you think, oh, what on earth is that? I can't quite hear it. So it's difficult to look it up in a dictionary. And then you can use the transcripts. Or like I said before, listen to the episode first without a transcript. Afterwards, read the transcript, then listen to the episode again, and you'll be amazed at how much more you can understand, and like it would be completely different, I promise. Because I have done something similar like that when I used to, like I used to study TV programs. So I'd go through a TV program and I'd sort of like be watching it and studying the words at the same time. I'd have like the script, the dialogue in front of me, and I'd look up new words and all kinds of stuff. And I'd watch it again later and it was like, wow, I can just understand it all now. It's amazing. It's a great feeling. So yeah, please be careful if you are using transcripts. Don't rely on them too heavily. Don't rely on them too much. Just use them to support your listening practice. This whole podcast is about listening practice. And to be honest, that's why, and I've said this before in a previous episode, that's why I didn't have transcripts initially, because I just wanted to force you to listen to this, force you to practice your listening practice. But many of you have written to me and requested that you would like transcripts, so I've started giving you transcripts. But like I say, please be careful. But anyway, this is another good reason why the private podcast doesn't have any transcripts. Even if you are one of those people who are relying very heavily on transcripts, I think it'd be good if you can sort of like break it up and just like, you know, one episode with transcripts, one episode without transcripts, one episode with, one episode without. So, yeah, there is some benefit to actually not having the transcripts available for the private podcast. Although I don't know, maybe one day I will. Maybe one day I'll have enough time and I'll be able to add transcripts to those as well. But only if you all promise me that you won't rely on them too heavily. Because, you know, if you want to practice reading, practice, read a book. It's probably better. You know, if you want to practice listening, practice, you've come to the right place. This is what this podcast is all about. And in fact, just recently, I had this really lovely message from Kamal, who said that this podcast had been helping them so much and that they listened to at least 6 or 8 podcast episodes every day. I think they mean like this podcast, not just any podcast. I think this podcast, like 6 to 8 episodes every day, and listen more than once to every episode, which is if you do that, if you listen that much, then I think you will definitely see a lot of improvement, like Kamal has. I did exactly the same thing. When I first started listening to Japanese, I just went crazy with it. It was just on all the time. I'd listen to episodes multiple times, the ones that I found like really interesting. Just listen again and again. And I don't know, about probably like 4 hours, I don't know, between 2 and 4 hours of just listening. And the funny thing is, at that time, that was a time when I could understand the least. Now that I can understand more, I listen less. It's weird, isn't it? It should be more interesting now that I can understand more. But for some reason, when I could understand like nothing, I used to listen to like 4 hours and used to listen to episodes again and again. Now that I can understand the episodes, like, and it's a lot easier for me to understand stuff, I only listen to about an hour every day now. And I never listen to an episode more than once, usually. So yeah, it all changes. It all changes as you get better and better at listening. Anyway, that is today's episode. I do hope you have enjoyed it. And if you'd like to listen to my private podcast, or if you would like some transcripts, some text for these public podcasts, then please follow the link to my Patreon page in the description for this podcast, or the show notes for this podcast, which you should be able to find somewhere in whatever podcast application you use to listen to this podcast. Anyway, I do hope you have a lovely day. I am off to enjoy all of this glorious sunshine, and look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating. Or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.